Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so thrilled you're here today. As we dive in, I want to invite you to one of my favorite things that we do every single year. It's our Good Friday Gathering. It's coming up on the Friday before Easter, so Friday night, the 19th at 7 p.m., both in the Worship Center for English and in the Chapel for Spanish. But man, it's so, so powerful. And here's one of the reasons why I think it's so powerful. At least for me, I found that a lot of people find that Easter feels more like a standalone event. They don't see the connection of it to everything else in the Bible or everything else even in their personal lives. And so it just feels like a weekend. It feels like an event. But the truth is, Easter is part of a single thread that started before the beginning of time. And that thread goes all throughout Scripture, and it comes all the way up to our lives. And so this Good Friday, we're going to talk about that. And I'm telling you, this could be the thing that helps the Bible come more alive. This could be the thing that helps Easter and the resurrection of Jesus become more impactful to you. And so I want to encourage you to join us Friday night, April the 19th at 7 p.m. If you've got a kiddo, pre-K, birth through pre-K, jump on the website or app to register for childcare. That's absolutely free, but we just need to know that you're coming. It's going to be a great, great night, and I hope to see you there. Well, today, as we dive into the podcast, I want to talk about one thing that a lot of people wrestle with, and it's this idea of, what if I just don't feel God in my life? What if I don't sense Him in my life? One of the things that I found is that when you're a baby Christian, when you first give your life to Christ, it seems like God uses every emotion to confirm that He's there for you. He'll answer the littlest, pettiest, little immature prayers just to, so you'll know that He exists. But what you see is that over time, as you grow in your faith, God begins to wean you from those things that you're leaning on. Let me explain it this way. There's a concept in theology called the omnipresence of God. But then there's also a concept called the manifestation of His presence. These are two different things. One is a fact, the other is a feeling. The fact is omnipresence. God is always present, even when you're not aware of Him. The other one, the manifestation of His presence, well, that's actually a feeling. What's true is his presence is often too profound to actually be measured by mere emotion. And this creates tension for a lot of believers as they grow in their faith. They're like, why don't I feel God? One of the things that I'm sure of is that God does want you to know that He's present in your life. But honestly, He's more concerned that you learn to trust Him than He is that you would feel Him. That we'd learn to live by faith and not by sight, not by our feelings. And so what's true is there's going to be situations in your life that stretch your faith. There are going to be things that happen in your life that cause you to have to stretch out and to grow. And oftentimes, these are the times when life falls apart and God is nowhere to be found. This is what happened to Job in the Old Testament. On a single day, think about this, he lost everything. He lost his family, his business, his health, and all of his possessions. And then, for 37 chapters, God says nothing. This is the great question. What do you do in those moments? I mean, really, how do you praise God when you don't understand what's happening in your life and God is silent? How do you stay connected in a crisis without any communication? How do you keep your eyes on Jesus when they're full of tears? Well, Job gives us a great example. Here's what he did. It says in Job 1, then he fell to the ground in worship. And Job said, naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked I will depart. And the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. What did Job do? He told God exactly how he felt. He poured out his heart to Him. And that's the encouragement for us today. Tell God exactly what's going on. Tell Him the ups and downs, the hopes, the dreams, and the heartbreak. Unload every emotion that you're feeling. Job did this when he says in Job 7 verse 11, I can't be quiet. I'm angry. I'm bitter. I have to speak. He cried out to God when God seemed distant. In Job 29, verse 4, he says, oh, for the days when I was in my prime, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house. I want to encourage you, when you go through these moments, don't believe that God is far off. Don't believe that God's forgotten you, but tell Him exactly what you're feeling. God can handle it. He can handle your doubt. He can handle your anger. He can handle your fear, your grief, your confusion, and even your questions. Turn to Him when life gets tough instead of turning away. Well, hey, if this is something that you're wrestling with, or maybe you know somebody that's walking through a season like this where they feel like God is just far off, I want to invite you. Be sure to join us this Sunday morning for week 3 of Glorious Day as we talk about 3 emotions that kill Easter for a lot of people. If this message was for you or for somebody you know, I'm telling you, this Sunday could be one of those messages that God uses in your life. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.